welcome to the
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. And on our special guest newsmaker line, Dr. Bruford will be coming up in just a minute. We are basically talking this morning about role models and what it means to individuals. But also, before we get into the role model, we want to talk about the upcoming event, July 22nd. It's going to be a big one. Don't miss this one. It's going to be a big one. July 22nd, it's going to be our big reunion, the reunion for Russell's News to Be There magazine. We're talking about 35 years of publishing. It's going to be an awesome, awesome event. We've got Dick Gregory coming, Willie Jolly. It's going to be off the chain. It's 35 years of publishing from Russell's News to Be There magazine and the Knights of Columbus on July 22nd. Go on www.bethere.magazine and get your tickets early. Early bird special of $35. It's going to be $45 after June 1st. On our newsmaker line, the one and only Dr. Bruford. Dr. Bruford, join the air. Go ahead.
Good morning. Good morning, Russell and DMV, everybody online. Russell, I'd like to kind of start by just wishing all the mothers a happy belated Mother's Day. That's a very important thing because, Russell, there's one constant in this entire world, and that's that we all have mothers. So happy birthday, mothers, Russell.
Without a doubt, man, I want to say definitely thank you for that shout out to the mothers, because mothers are such an important increment of everyone's life. Without a mother, where would you be? Fathers are important also, but mothers seem to take that thing by the helm and make sure it's done, and a mother's job is never done. And this is a second year for me without my mother, but I'm handling it. But yeah, I appreciate that. Wishing all the mothers a Mother's Day.
Also, now, mothers are, just to segue into what one of the things I wanted to talk about today, Russell, is mothers are the original, our original role models. So the importance of that job is just as important as the creation of that job. Moms are necessarily that role model and should instill in their children absolute positivity, some civility, some purpose in life, plan for their life. In fact, Russell, like I've said before on these radio shows, I don't have problems with making love. I have problems with making children when it's not time to make children. You know what I mean, Russell?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's not good to have a child if you can't afford a child, or you're not going to be able to nurture that child and be what you're supposed to be to that child.
Exactly.
Back in the day, Doc.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
No,
you know,
to that point, you know, it's pretty easy to make a child, but it's a lifetime job taking care of and raising that child. So that's a very important thing all the way around. And you should only have children when it's time to have children, not just on a whim, not just talking about, I think I'll have one child and that's it, or guys running around having children by, what, I know a guy who's got 12 different children by 15 different girls, you know, what's up like that, you know.
Well, he got a lot of child support payments, I'll tell you that right now.
The point being, he can't be a role model or a father to one, much less 12. Russell, you know, you got to be ready to take care of that child, and not just what let child welfare agency take care of it. You got to directly to hands on job, Russell. As you know, you're getting ready to say back in the day, you know, you were supposed to hand raise a child. You know, not let the city raise the child, not let the county, not let Snoop Dogg raise your children. You're supposed to raise your children, Russell.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's what's happening right now. These children are having children, and nobody's raising them. Even the mother is not raising them like it used to be. Mothers now are just are out still partying and doing all kind of crazy stuff. So they're not doing what they need to do as far as raising a child.
Right, right. And like I was saying, you got to be, it's a hands-on job. It's a lifetime job. So if you're not willing to, or if you're not up to the task, you can make love, but don't make children. You go and have a good time, but when it's time to be a mother or a father, be that, because you cannot do both. If not, the proof is in the pudding. And if we look around and we look at the pudding around, then we got some pretty bad pudding, Russell.
I agree with you 100%, man. We got some bad pudding, man. We got some stuff that really we can't even get a hold of now. I mean, it's even harder to get a hold of stuff that it is. I mean, right now the children are hurting. They're looking for role models. They're looking for parenting. They're looking for people to really, really do what's necessary to be a parent. And that's what's happening
right
now. A lot of our youth, especially our male youth, they're looking for a man to be a man, to show them what a man's supposed to be. And there's nobody there.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I'm talking about. Like I was talking about on Butcher's show on Sunday, and I've said, you know, publicly and privately, you know, we have to do us, okay? We have to take control of our own situation because we have our own good wishes and good intentions at heart because it's ours. We have to take this stuff seriously. It's not a joke because as that pudding has shown, okay, if you are not hands-on, if you're not positive, if you don't act like with some civility, act like you got some sense, raise your children with a purpose, take care of business, and make a life plan, okay? All of these folks, like I said Sunday, all these teams have, what, a game plan, you know, and this is just a basketball game. These people don't have a life plan, and this stuff is for real, Russell.
Mm-hmm. No game plan. Just do what they need to do and winging it.
Right.
I call it winging it. Just winging it, man. Just, and you can't wing being a parent, man. You have to know some kind of something about being a parent. Well, it has to be in your heart. You have to be a loving, caring parent.
Well,
that's what you have to be.
All of that, and it has to be planned out. It has to be nurturing. You have to do this. This is a hands-on job. Like you were just saying, you cannot wing that, okay? Like I said before, these people have a game plan for a foolish basketball game, but they don't have a life plan for something way more serious than a basketball game. They're out there fooling around, you know, and they don't have a plan, and you're dealing with a person's life, okay? And you don't have a plan. You're not up for the job. Better take this stuff seriously and get up for the job, Russell.
Fantastic. Give us an example of basically some of the things that we could do. There used to be the Big Brother program, and it used to be other people that we could mentor childs and help these youth, and where parents lacking the aspect of being a parent. What can we do at this point to help out some of these parents who are lacking?
Well, Russell, as we might have mentioned before, if you do find yourself in an unfortunate situation that you are not prepared for, like you were just mentioning, there's mentoring programs that are available. There are some other things that are available, but those are like secondary catch nets, just in case you fall through the floorboard. It's not meant for, you know, for primary. These aren't primary programs. But there's mentorship programs. I would suggest for people who are serious about this and who might have gotten caught up and got caught into this kind of unfortunate situation with their children, to go to churches, go to the schools,
go to social service agencies, and they have programs where if you're serious about taking care of this and not just dumping an unwanted child somewhere or half-heartedly doing this, a lot of these places and organizations have programs to help unwed mothers, single parents, and to help them along. But the mother or the father has to step up also to aid them. And the important thing, of course, is not to get yourself all caught up and played into a position by either yourself or somebody else. But there are some agencies out there who are equipped to help people along the way, Russell.
And that's an excellent thing, man. I mean, we definitely need to help people along the way. I remember years ago being a Boy Scout. We used to help people that they couldn't help themselves, and we as Boy Scouts we used to go around and try to, you know, to make sure that people got their props. You know, that they said, hey, we're going to make sure that you got somebody helping you. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what we need to do. We need to make sure that we still help each other. And make sure that we still get people involved with what's necessary to be involved with. Otherwise, it's rough out here right now. It's rough
Russell, right. And also, now there are people, like I'm suggesting, some of these agencies, educational institutions, and particularly the church organizations and ministries that are there, that are prepared to mentor and to help these unfortunate people, the children and the mothers, and these people are equipped to do that. These are the people who should be helping raise your children and not what's the name of it, MTV? Not sit your children in front of the TV. These are not babysitting services. There's some people out there who are seriously willing and able to be mentors and role models and leaders, and maybe even surrogate mothers or fathers for these people, instead of letting these other bad influences take hold on your children. It's very important that they not only get a good start for the first 3 years of their life, but the rest of their life all the way around, Buffalo.
Excellent point, Doctor. You are what they call an exceptional individual, because first off, you're living a life of role and playing. You know, people see an excellent human being. They see someone who's a giver, someone who's a philanthropist, someone who has reached back in the community. And these shows that you do, especially on the morning show with us, it's played over and over again in the archives. People click on it, they hear it, they go back to the other shows that you've done, they want to hear what you have to say. And you're such an insightful individual, man. And if we had more men like you in 2016, this whole rhetoric of what's going on now as far as people and this election and stuff like that, people are lost. I mean, people are lost. I don't believe what's going on right now in society as far as this election is concerned. I mean, how did we get to the point where we got so lost when it comes to even picking a president? I mean, how did we get to that point?
Okay, Russell, now let's step back to what you were the compliments you were just giving me. Now, my thing is, for my history, is that I'm one of the rare people whose family, whose legacy goes back 150 years with the HBCs, the historically black colleges and universities. I graduated from Fisk University. Now, my great-granddaddy graduated from there all the way through on the men's side, okay? All of my great-grandfather and all of those were involved with HBCUs and with this very thing that I'm talking about. We were supposed to come back and help our own community. We're supposed to help ourselves and help our community. Because, Russell, we're building our legacy, we're laying down some historical stuff, and hopefully we're laying down a good foundation where our progenies, where our grandchildren can build on a good, solid foundation and grow into the future. That's the important thing. Now to answer back to more current things, we everybody's got to get out and vote, exercise their right to vote, all those voting rights and all those civil rights and a whole bunch of things were based on voting, especially out in the hinterland. There's a whole lot of appointments that are made by the elected official. It's very important to get out and vote. Voting is one of the great equalizers. People have millions of dollars, but everybody has one vote. So that equalizes things, that puts an equal stance on it, or a more equal stance. So, Russell, it's very important that people get out and vote, but then we should be in the business of helping each other and trying to do positive, civilized, culture things for each other in our community. And don't not run around here acting like Amos and Andy, step and fetch it. That's what they would have us do. But what we should be doing is running institutions and corporations and stuff like this, not entertaining or running a ball. Our job is greater, far greater than that, Russell.
Excellent point. Excellent. And you're absolutely right, man. Our job is way bigger than that. Way bigger than that. We need to do more of what you're doing, and we need to have our youth pay attention to what's really happening in this world today.
Yes.
Because right now it is critical. I mean, it is really, really critical that we take charge, because where is it going in the year 2025? I mean, where is it going in the year 2035? I mean, we're going to be in our 90s. I mean, you're talking about to live to see 100 years old. What's this world going to be like back in the future? Where's it going? How's it going to happen? You know what I mean? So,
well, there you go. Yes, and that's what we should be about now is creating that future history. That the foundation, and that's what a legacy is. I can't do this stuff in the next 30 years. I'm not going to be able to do what I'm doing now. So if I'm going to be effective and affect the future, okay, I need to do it now in a positive, solid, serious way.
You sure do. You're absolutely right, man. You do it in a positive way and a positive thing for us, because if we don't do it, it's not going to get done. And that's the whole bottom line. We have to take this thing by the helm and make sure it's done. There's someone born today. There's someone born as we speak, and there's someone being born somewhere in the world today. In the United States, there's a baby being born right now. How's that child going to grow up? Where are they going to be when they get to be our age? Where's the world going to be? How's society going to look at us? I mean, this thing about the presidency, we had 8 years of President Barack Obama, which was a civilized presidency. The man handled everything with class. He's not even out of office yet, and everything is in chaos trying to be president.
He's one of the most successful and the best presidents in the history of the United States. They're not going to give him propers until we're long dead. 100 years from now, they're going to be saying what we should be saying now. And that's the importance of us taking this stuff seriously, living these things out, laying down the foundation and creating this legacy so that we can get for in the future the results that we want. If not, we're flapping in the wind and we're winging it, okay? If you're talking about parents, those young parents winging it, okay? You and me are not out there winging it, okay? We're doing this with purpose, with serious purpose. That's our legacy. That's what we got to lay down, Russell.
Excellent, excellent. Doc, this has been a pleasure and an honor to have you on our Newsmaker line this morning. We're looking forward to you coming back again next month, because what you do and how you do it is such a profound thing. And I want to thank you again for giving a shout out to the mothers, because mothers are so important.
Yep.
This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's Network and Radio. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Remember what Doc said. It's all about giving back. It's all about making a difference. This
right
is what
on.
This show's about. Be There Magazine's about. Be there on July 22nd. It's going to be a big one. Thank you, Doc.
All right, Russell, thank you. Remember, get, have a life plan and get out and vote.
Get out and vote.
All right, I'll see y'all.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Oh, whoever's there for me to love and care.